This is the High School Football America podcast for May the 4th, 2024. I'm Jeff Fisher. The High School Football America podcast brought to you by GameStrat, America's premier sideline instant replay system with outstanding reliability. It has faster speed than Huddle Sideline, plus GameStrat has awesome customer service, along with different plans priced right for every coach's budget. Over 500 coaches have made the switch to GameStrat from Huddle Sideline, and Texas coaches, listen up. You now have video replay in your state. First time ever in 2024, and they have a special deal for you. Check it out. GameStrat.com is one way to get the demo, or click on the GameStrat banner ad that's located on every page of HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com, and don't forget to mention High School Football America to the fine folks at GameStrat, and you will get a friends and family discount. All right, one of my favorite times of the year, other than when I'm having a nice Italian dinner with him. Joe Maimone from Prep Gridiron Logistics is on the line. Joe's been a good friend of mine and partners with us here at High School Football America for a long time. I don't know how many times it's been that he's been on the podcast. It's been a lot. Always get good listens to it because Joe's got a, you know, he's got opinions, I guess is the best way to put it. He's been helping put together some of the top national matchups for years. His company does that, Prep Gridiron Logistics. He also has a great forum out there for fans that want to, you know, complain and salute the sport. Complain's probably a bad word. Joe will get on me on that. But anyway, that's nationalhsfb.com. And Joe's here to talk about another great broadcast schedule for Flow Football this year. He announced it earlier this week. We put it up on highschoolfootballamerica.com. 24 games, 27 teams that finished in the High School Football America 300 last year, powered by NFL Play Football. And Joe's on the line. I'd like to talk a little Italian food with you, Joe, but I think we're going to talk a little football. Thanks for joining me.
Jeff, always a pleasure. And they're still asking for you. Every time I go to Rayo's, they ask, where's that guy you brought in a few months ago?
Sounds good.
honestly, they ask more about your significant other.
Yeah, well, that would be Trish and Jess who were there too. You know, I have no doubt about that. But anyway, it's good to hear your voice. And man, I am just so proud of the way you have grown this relationship with Flow Football. We're going to talk about the future in that in just a little bit. But let's just start with this schedule that you've rolled out here. Flow Football, flowfootball.com, they stream on there. It's an awesome schedule. Let's talk about it. As I always do, you know what? You know your stuff. Go ahead, roll with it. What do you want to talk about with this schedule? All right, what makes you excited?
Remember, it's 24 games, and that sounds like a lot, but it's literally our season is 2 months. We start August 22nd, our first game, and game 24 is October 25th. So it's basically 8 weeks, 24 games in eight weeks. We want to start weekend of August 22nd. Okay, that's part of the Broward versus the USA event. It's, in my opinion, the biggest and best high school football event in America right now.
Agreed.
We're going to be broadcasting two of their games to national audiences on Flow. The first one on the 22nd of August is my old buddy Matt Helmrick in Peachtree Ridge is going to be visiting Monarch in that game. And also we have that the next night, Hoover, Alabama, at Western out of Davie, Florida. So those are the two Broward games that first weekend. We're also going to have Archbishop Spalding, which is a major upstart team in the DMV area. They're going to Ohio to play Archbishop Hoban. And then, in my opinion, one of the better games of the weekend, IMG is going to Corner Canyon. We're talking about last year's. If you look at some of the polls, you know, that's a game that had two top 10 teams in it.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, I think you undersold it. I think that could be one of the best games of the year because I think Corner Canyon is they're obviously stepping up their schedule, but I think that could be one hell of a game.
Yeah, I was out in Utah recently. I travel into different states visiting all my clients. So when I was in Utah about a month and a half ago, I met with a bunch of coaches and they were saying the same thing, that Corner Canyon now is waving the flag for the state. And man, let's see how they do against IMG. That's a great measuring bar, if you will, for any state.
Yeah, no doubt.
So the last game of that weekend is St. Francis at Pittsburgh Central Catholic, which is a first time these two teams have played, and they should play a lot. I mean, Baltimore to Pittsburgh is a pretty easy trip. They're playing at a venue I've never been at before, but it has a cool name. It's called the Wolf Arena.
Oh yeah,
in Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. So that rounds out our flow schedule. Those five games will be on opening weekend, and then we get to Labor Day weekend. And again, each year when you and I have this conversation, I'm always saying, man, this is the best season in the history of high school football when it comes to out-of-state games. You know, we keep outdoing ourselves from the prior year, which is great. And this weekend is indicative of it. So we have on August 30th, Good Counsel. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun there. On Thursday, August 29th, we have a Red Bank Catholic in Jersey who's making waves up here, starting to beat a lot of the other Catholic schools in northern New Jersey. They're going to be playing at Middletown, Delaware, who's normally the top team in the state of Delaware. That starts that week on Thursday. Then Friday, we have Good Counsel at Columbus, Miami, which will be a great game.
I love that one.
Yeah. We have Don Bosco at Archbishop Hoban. You see, Hoban, you know, Coach Terrell must think he has a phenomenal team coming back. You're going to hear his name a lot on our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So Don Bosco at Hoban. Here's a neat one, too, that was just consummated. Gonzaga out of the WCAC at Springfield, Ohio. Some would say the best public program in the state of Ohio. I would agree with that statement.
Yep.
And then we have two more games. St. Francis at St. Joe's Regional out of New Jersey. The two teams played several years ago, and this is the back end of a home and home. And lastly, the evening of August 31st, Creekside, Georgia. Remember Creekside? They went to Matter Day last year.
Not afraid to play anybody.
they're not a play. This year, they're going down to Dallas to play DeSoto. So that closes out week two and gets us into the month of September. Starting the first week of September, the first Friday of September 6th, we have Good Counsel again going to DePaul, another upstart school in New Jersey that's getting a lot of press right now. They're putting a lot of ballers into the Power Five conferences of late. We have Grayson on that same night, Grayson at Mallard Creek, North Carolina. The following day, on Saturday, we have Newton, Georgia at East St. Louis. Again, East St. Louis, I love, they're one of my favorite clients because there are no restrictions.
Nope.
They will play anybody. If I bring IMG to them, I bring St. Francis, if I bring Matter Day, they don't care. They want to play the best. They're a great client. And Coach Slunkett's a great guy, and he loves to play the best out of state because he normally goes on to do really, really well in-state after playing these early season tough games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And since I live in Georgia, I want to point out Newton beat Grayson last year. So for those of you who go, who the heck is Newton? They're a good ball club.
Yeah, I remember when that happened, I basically went and looked them up because they weren't a client, and then I reached out, and the rest is history. So the following weekend, the weekend of September 13th, we have a game here. You might not think much of it, but I'll tell you why you should. Hayfield, Virginia, at DeMatha. So, if you remember last season, Freedom, Virginia, one of the best public schools in Virginia, played DeMatha, and I think it was a tie game when the game was called due to weather.
Now they were up. They were up because they kept calling me saying, "That's a W." I said, "Go ahead, finish. You can. I don't want to steal your thunder."
So basically, the Freedom head coach left and went to Hayfield, and his entire team followed him. So on paper, this is Hayfield versus DeMatha, but in reality, it's Freedom versus DeMatha round two.
Yeah. And just to finish out that story that I started there, was Freedom was up 21-14. It was postponed from the night before. They restarted it on Saturday. They still have the lead, and then both teams decided that it was a no contest. However, all season long, I heard from the Freedom faithful going, "But we won that game." I said, "Well, then you shouldn't have said it was a no contest, because we do an algorithm. We don't have an opinion poll, as you know, Joe. You have that, but go ahead, keep going."
Yep. So the next day, that Saturday, September 14th, East St. Louis again. It's kind of a homecoming for Coach Sunkett. You know, he grew up in South Jersey, in Camden, New Jersey. He's going to Philly to play Imhotep. Great, great charter school out of PA. Right now in the state of Pennsylvania, you really got St. Joe's Prep, and then you have Imhotep, and then everybody else is way behind those two.
Well-defined. You're right.
Yeah, this should be a great, great game. We have Manchester. Now it's our event. You know, Jeff, I'm an Ohio guy, went to University of Dayton. I love the state of Ohio, and I love high school football there. So every year we work with the Ironton head coach. He has an Ohio versus the USA triple header every year. So we help bring in out-of-state teams. So we have this triple header on flow, three games in a row, starting at 12 and ending at around 11 that night. So it's 11 hours of football. Game one is Manchester, Georgia at Chardon. Chardon's one of the top smaller public schools in the Cleveland area. A couple of years ago, we set them up with Camden, New Jersey at the Hall of Fame in Canton, and they had a good game there. So they draw well, and they're a big name in Ohio. In my opinion, of this triple header, this is the marquee game, the middle game, Benedictine, Georgia, Benedictine Academy at Cincinnati Moeller. Two great brands there.
No doubt.
And the nightcap, Ironton, the host, is hosting St. Francis from Buffalo, New York, who's a top 10 team in New York every year. They reached out and they wanted to play. You know, New York doesn't do a lot of out-of-state. If they do, it's normally bordering states. You'll have a team from Long Island come to New Jersey. This is the first time in a long time that I see a team from New York, especially upstate New York, the Rochester, Buffalo area, going to Ohio. So that we look forward to that one. And then later that night, this is a big one. Again, the other St. Francis of Maryland at Duncanville, Texas.
Woohoo, that's going to be a sweet game to watch.
So the reason, if you look at our schedule on paper, you'll see St. Francis from Maryland a lot. They draw really, really well when it comes to viewership and ratings. That when we hooked them up with Chaminade Madonna last year, and that game was chosen by ESPN to be, broadcast to their national audience. We didn't do it on Flow. We relinquished the rights to them because that's the right thing to do. It just, it reaches more people. But that game, St. Francis versus Chaminade Madonna last year, it was the most watched high school football game on ESPN since 2016. Over 532,000 viewers watched it.
It's amazing. I was one of them, as I know you were as well. Hey, I do have a question because people are probably going to wonder this. You've heard the name DeSoto mentioned. And you've heard the name Duncanville. Both won state championships last year. Both actually have gone back to back. There's probably some listeners out there going, wait a second. No other Texas teams are playing programs like this. What's your opinion on why those two schools specifically aren't afraid to step outside of the Lone Star State borders?
Well, you said it yourself. They're not afraid. I mean, if you look at the last 4 or 5 years, the top Texas teams have challenged themselves greatly, but they've gotten blown out in a lot of games. IMG beat Duncanville by 27. Matter Day beat Duncanville by 42. St. Francis beat DeSoto by 40. It's great to challenge yourselves. That's awesome. But when you're losing every game by 28 to 40 points, your reputation kind of gets tarnished. They don't care. DeSoto and Duncanville don't care. They love to play the best. There are other schools in Texas that when they play those games, they're done. They'll never do it again because they want to protect the brand. Mm-hmm. But those two teams, in Dallas, they don't care about having a loss or two versus a great team, because we all know it gives them a great confidence and preparation to play in the, you know, that long playoff run that you have to have in Texas to be a champ.
And so, they play each other in the same district, so
they do.
And it gets them ready for that game itself.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to Texas. It is, when it comes to pomp and circumstance, when it comes to, family night, I mean, it's the attendance is, it's unbelievable. I go to these games and, you know, they're 10, 15, 20,000 people. That's awesome. But, you know, going forward, in my opinion, to keep that Friday Night Lights reputation of a top three high school football state, one of these days they got to beat one of these elite teams. And, you know, Duncanville has the opportunity to beat St. Francis, which would be good. You know, in the past, they've beaten St. John's out of D.C. And, you know, as far as the other game goes, DeSoto's going to be a favorite against Creekside.
Right.
So, but Creekside's a good team. We're going to see where DeSoto stands. Like last year, Creekside lost by what, 50 to Matter Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, and then DeSoto lost by 40 to St. Francis. So who's another elite? So we'll see. That could be a really good game. But yeah, in the end, I would love to work more. You know, I've spoken to some other teams. North Shore, for whatever reason, wants nothing to do with out-of-state games. I'm trying to get Liberty Christian to do more. I already worked with Allen once, and that was disastrous for them. I'd rather deal with the two most courageous teams in Texas than deal with, you know, 100 who are too picky.
And top 10 teams at that, no doubt, year in, year out.
Correct. So we're down now to game number 21, which is the following week. We only have one game that week, but it's a really good one. September 20th, St. Joe's Prep, which finished in our top 10 last season, is visiting Good Counsel. And then we take a couple of weeks off. There just wasn't, you know, we're all about quantity at PGL and Flow, not so much. We're about quality, not so much quantity. So, you know, we have a couple of weeks off because there just weren't any good out-of-state games in the next few weeks. So we pick it back up on October 18th. This is a good one. I mean, this is a power private versus a power public. St. Francis, again, from Maryland at Center Grove, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So you very rarely see Maryland play Indiana. So it might even be the first time.
And you know what makes me more interested than anything? Because we know how good San Francis is and how athletic they are. I mean, turning out a lot of, you know, power. Well, I was going to say Power Five. It's now Power Four talent.
Right.
But you know, Center Grove runs that, you know, that kind of triple threat type of thing. Old school, grind it out. You know, run the ball 60 times a game.
Yep.
I'm interested to see how that one goes. I've got that one circled.
Yeah, a lot of teams tell me they don't want to play offenses like that because it's too hard. It takes too long to prepare for it just for one game.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if St. Francis' speed and athleticism can overcome that. The following week, October 25th, our last two games of the season, they're really good. St. Francis again. And again, St. Francis is on our schedule. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times because they draw. People, for whatever reason, love to either root against them or not. They're like IMG. Our best ratings are those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
So St. Francis, we have going to Clearwater Central Catholic, who's a really good private school, small class private school. They always go to the championships every year, but unfortunately they have to get by Chaminade Madonna to win their class. And that normally doesn't go well. So they called me up and wanted to test themselves this year. And it will be a test because think about it. That's towards the end of the season. So you're going to have St. Francis. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, probably Chaminade Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game of our season is IMG at East St. Louis. Again, East St. Louis, like we talked about, they'll take on all comers. And they're really a treat to work with. And they're always at the, you know, highly ranked, and they're always at the top of the rankings in the state of Illinois.
And let's not forget that East St. Louis beat SFA. Was that 2 years ago?
Yep.
I mean,
that was last season.
And almost beat in the year before that.
Exactly. They could be or should be 2-0 against them.
Yeah, and they're and just to remind people how good St. Francis is, they had two picks in the NFL draft in last weekend. Chris Braswell, the edge rusher by the Bucks, Blake Corum, the running back from the Rams, and IMG had three. So when you talk about, you know, why people tune in, that you're getting to see people that are going to play on Sundays.
Yep, that's right. So that's our 24 game schedule over an 8-week period. We're real proud of it. If you want to look at it game by game, you can go to read your article on your social media, or come to our website, nationalhsfb.com.
No doubt about that. We've got all the games up there, listed times, and of course links to Flow Football, so you can sign up and get to stream these games. It's a subscription service, and you guys have just done, this is year four for you, and I know you've got some big news about the Flow PGL relationship. Why don't you hit that in here now?
Yeah, so we originally signed a 4-year deal with Flow that culminates after this season, but we just in partnership re-upped for another 4 years. So we're going to be doing this now through the 2028 season. Happy to say,
congratulations! That's awesome, Joe. I mean, it for the people that don't know the story, and we won't put that in here right now, but you know, Joe started this as a love. It's still a love, right? I mean, you're putting all the money back in. There's a little administrative fee there, but you're rolling all the money back in because you love the game of high school football. Joe's one of the real good guys out there, and I've said this before, I've said it to other coaches, you know, there's other promoters out there who talk a big game but don't do well. I can't say the word, but it begins with S and ends with T. They talk a little too much of that. Joe doesn't do that. Joe's doing it for the good of the game of high school football, and we appreciate you for doing that, Joe. Joe Baimoto line on the High School Football America podcast tonight, and while all those games on Flow are good, I know one of the things you like to do is get your juices flowing by trying to pick out some of the top games that will have a hand in whether it's our national ranking on the algorithm or the opinion poll like you have and Max and all that. So what are you liking? What should people be looking forward to in that national championship chat?
So in my opinion, and I started about a week ago formulating my preseason top 20, my opinion, there are seven teams right now vying for a mythical national championship next season. And the great thing is most of them play each other. So these seven teams constitute basically the majority of the best high school football games in America. So let's start in no specific order, okay? Mm-hmm. St. John Bosco, they're playing Chaminade, Madonna, and Mater Dei, all right? Bishop Gorman, they're playing St. Thomas Aquinas and Mater Dei. While we keep mentioning Mater Dei, let's pull up their top games. Mater Dei plays Gorman, St. Francis, Centennial, St. John Bosco.
Very impressive.
St. Francis, they play Mater Dei, Duncanville, IMG. St. Thomas Aquinas plays Bishop Gorman and Chaminade Madonna. Chaminade Madonna plays St. John Bosco and St. Thomas Aquinas. And finally, the seventh team is IMG. They're always in this mix. Who's playing Corner Canyon, St. Francis, and Bergen Catholic. So one of those seven teams, if the one of those seven teams that goes undefeated next season – will get our national championship trophy. Now, you know, Jeff, in our poll, unlike many of the others, probably all the others, we require our national champ to be undefeated. Okay. Mm-hmm. With 16,000 teams in America playing the game sport of high school football, we feel that the number one team at the end of the season should have a zero after that hyphen. So yeah, these are the seven teams that if you know one of them goes undefeated, it's going to be clear who the champ is. If two go undefeated, we're just going to have to do what we always do and look at strength of schedule and things like that. But yeah, these seven teams, if those games we just announced within those seven teams, would make up probably the top 15 games in America day one.
All right, so when I'm on your podcast, you get to grill me. chew me up over my algorithm. Now I'm going to chew you up on this one. So what happened? I'm taking the role of the governor of Texas right now. What if Duncanville beats St. Francis, runs the table, wins the state, which means they beat DeSoto along the way, so they've got a zero in there. Why aren't they one of the eight instead of seven? Why isn't it eight teams?
because we're all about out-of-state games. We require our national champ to at least have one elite quality out-of-state win, okay? Every team, these seven I just spoke to you about, all have at least one or two out-of-state games. Duncanville, if I had to add a eighth team, I could probably add Duncanville. I think it's too premature yet. But you're right. If all these seven in go have a loss and Duncanville goes undefeated, or if DeSoto goes undefeated, if Duncanville beats St. Francis and DeSoto beats Duncanville twice, then so one of those Texas teams could be in that running too.
Okay, I just wanted to throw it in there.
The reason I wouldn't put DeSoto in now is we require our national champ to have an out-of-state win versus an elite team. Creekside is an elite.
I get that. I was being a Panther fan there for a second. I get it.
But Duncanville, they have that one quality game against St. Francis. Now again, St. Francis last year ended up the season 5-6. You know, I think that was just a blip because of a bunch of injuries they had in the first few weeks. They lost their four-star running back. They lost three of their offensive linemen by week three. God forbid if that happens again and St. Right. Francis is a 500 team, that Duncanville win won't really mean much.
Okay. All right. I wanted to have fun with you. You took it well. I like it. It's like us sitting at Rayo's. We can chop it up and nobody has to worry about what we're saying.
So I sleep with a pen and pad next to my bed every night, and I have objections to every question I get.
Trust me, folks. Our off the microphone conversations are interesting. Joe does not lack for opinions. That's for sure.
And we like to call it. Listen, when I was on Barstool recently, we like to call it healthy debate.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with debate. The country needs more of debate where you get along, right? Just because you have a thing or two different, let's get to that. And we're all in the same business of promoting this great sport that we love so much of high school football America.
Yep. And Jeff, one of the things I want to point out was over the last 4 years, like you said a couple of minutes ago, you know, this is a labor of love for me. I do it, you know, before 9 a.m., after 5, and on weekends, basically. But in the last 4 years, we've generated over $500,000 in streaming rights.
That's awesome.
And almost every penny of that have gone to the teams that played the games. All these other competitors out there, those fees go to the state associations, and it never trickles down to the individual teams. With PGL, I'm cutting checks right to the teams. There's no middleman. There's no association or anything like that. So that's what I'm most proudest of is I'm proud, number one, of, you know, we've infused over $500,000 into the game of high school football at the most elite levels over the last 4 years. We're going to do it for another 4 years. And again, coaches call me all the time in a real bind. You know, they lose sleep over this stuff. And literally, I could find them an opponent in days, weeks at the latest. And what used to take months and weeks is now taking minutes and days. So it's a great service. I knew when we started it in 2015, it was needed. We had one client in 2015 and we have over 400 now. So the best is definitely yet to come.
Yeah. No, congratulations on the growth of your company. And again, if you're a coach out there listening to this program administrator, whatever it is, and you're struggling, you know, and you want to step out of state because that's really where you shine, right? You're not looking for, you know, in-state type of stuff. That's usually not needed anyway for various teams, but you're an out-of-state type of guy. So why don't we give the people the opportunity right now, how to get in touch with you, promote nationalhsfb.com a little bit and get on your soapbox there and do a little fist, chest bumping, you know, a little beating on a chest.
So if you're listening right now and you're a head football coach or a football coach or an athletic director, and you're looking to travel or host an out-of-state team, you go to my website, it's prepgridironlogistics.com. Again, prepgridironlogistics, just like it sounds, .com. You send me a note through there introducing yourself. Let me know what you look, what you're thinking about doing. Have a date in mind, a week in mind, an opponent in mind. And then I'll get back to you literally within minutes. If you're a fan, if you're part of the masses that love high school football, we have a great forum called nationalhsfb.com. We have thousands and thousands of fans, especially in season, from every state, debating, you know, which team's better than another team, what state's better. We break a lot of news. We have coaching interviews. We had Jeff on interviewed through a Q&A a couple of times. So it's a great site, and it's high school football 24/7, 365.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing else. If somebody posts something about, you know, college football or NFL, I delete it. We are about nothing but high school football. There's no site in America that is just high school football as far as a fan forum goes, where you could have healthy debate and things like that. So we're proud of that too. It's going on our third year of having that, and our viewership numbers are climbing every year.
Yeah, and I enjoyed the one podcast because you brought to – it was like a detente. Not that I don't get along with Zach Poff, because I do at Max Preps. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about my career. This is year 50 for me. I mean, you know, I know where everybody's buried, everybody is buried and all that good stuff. And that was one of the most enjoyable interviews that I did last fall when we did it with Zach. That was a lot of fun. So Joe does an awesome job of promoting it. It's another good way to get out there. And you know what? It's all fun. Don't get too wrapped up, people. You know, don't start cursing and all that. It's all in good fun, but you know, you can have a serious opinion and, you know, make your points and have fun doing it.
Yeah, the big debate this year was, you know, I had obviously IMG winning the national championship,
and I didn't. We had Modern Day. I just want to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Yep. And then other people had Bishop Gorman. So, but yeah, I mean, that was a big debate. I mean, when you look at our criteria, I'm all about strength of schedule, opponent's win percentage, best win, you know, things like that. Number of out-of-state wins, number of wins versus state champs. That's how I, you know, that's why these opinion polls are great, because all these different opinions have different results. So, there's a world for all of us to coexist. I think right now there are either 8 or 9 national polls annually that come out. So we're just happy to be in the mix.
Yeah, we're working on our top 1,000 right now. We won't do like number yet, but the top 1,000 teams, that's going to roll out here in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Joe, always have a lot of fun with you. Again, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish, what the future holds. Another 4 years coming up with Flo, but a great 2024 broadcast schedule. Go to nationalhsfb.com to check it out there. You can read it also at highschoolfootballamerica.com. Joe, all I have to say is can't wait till the year comes around, and I can't wait to have another good Italian meal with you folks. This guy, well, with the last name of Maimon, what do you think? Do you think he can find some good New York City eateries like Arreo's? And what was the other place you took me to?
That was Rossini's.
Rossini's. Oh, that was awesome. He's got a sweet seat there, too. Got a nice little perch above it also. But anyway, Joe, thank you so much for the friendship. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the game.
Right back at you, bud. Thanks for you, what you do to the for the game. It's great that to have a partner like you getting the word out and the great things to grow this game that we all love.
And that's the High School Football America podcast, brought to you by NFL Play Football. Coaches, don't forget to check out playfootball.nfl.com for some great resources to help you improve in the coaching profession. That's the High School Football America podcast, and I'm Jeff Fisher.